Hello and welcome back to Dance Talk. My name is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18, and I'm excited to have another episode ready for you to go. Look, we're just going to be talking about just taking care of yourself. Simple as that. When you're a dancer and you're using your body, there's so many different muscle groups that we're using, and small muscle groups, big muscle groups. It takes strength. It takes flexibility. It takes stamina. And as we get older, you know, yes, our bodies start to hurt. We start having aches and pains in places we didn't have before. And we just need to take care of ourselves. There's no reason why somebody can't dance well into their 70s and 80s. They may not be competing jive and cha-cha, but they can still get out there and cut a rug. What I find to be the Achilles heel for not only professional dancers, but just good social dancers, is the lack of time spent rehabilitating themselves. I would say at some point you're pretty much in constant rehabilitation depending on how often you're actually dancing. For instance, if I'm dancing 3 or 4 days a week, teaching lessons, I'm going out social dancing, you have to also account for the fact that you're using your legs walking around just on everyday tasks and activities that you do as well. So your legs are your lifeline for a dancer. So when I say take care of yourself, I guess I'm really talking about take care of your legs. You need to do things like foam roll, stretch, calf raises, maybe some leg extensions, lunges, exercises that will keep your feet strong and legs strong. You can use those balance balls. I use those quite often, the ones that you step on. They're kind of like a half circle, and you step on it, and you try to control your balance and use your core. I've been finding those helpful quite a bit. Foam rolling is one of the major benefits or tools that you can use to get good benefit for longevity in your legs. If you're not foam rolling constantly, like almost on a daily basis, and you're dancing a lot, I guarantee you're doing yourself a disservice. Your legs are going to get tight. They're going to get sore. Your knees are going to hurt. You can foam roll and prevent a lot of the lack of mobility that comes from just being stiff over time. I'm 38 years old. I have a titanium rod in my left leg. I've had leg surgeries back in the day from a broken fibia and tibia. I realize that my diet is a big part of how I survive. If I eat crappy, I feel crappy and my legs don't want to move as well. Okay. They feel heavy. If I eat well and I take care of myself and I stretch and I do the things that I know I don't want to really have to do, because yes, it's not the most comfortable to always have to be stretching. You know, stretching does hurt sometimes. You know, working out hurts, foam rolling hurts. All these things can, in quotation, hurt. But would you rather be in pain anyways and have lack of mobility? Or would you rather be able to work through that pain and then have mobility? I'd rather be mobile with slight pain than immobile with a lot of pain. So regardless, your body needs to rehabilitate. You need to do things to put yourself in a situation to where you can continue to be mobile. And this happened on the dance floor. I mean, you're gonna get older. You're gonna want to be able to stretch, and you're gonna want to be able to bend over and touch your toes. You're gonna want to be able to lift things. You're gonna want to be able to do normal activities as you get older. So dancing is a really good way to keep that going. But the more you dance, the more you're using your body. And I just encourage you to take the time to eat right, get the supplements that you need, stretch, work out, and you know, you're just gonna be better for it. This is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18, just trying to encourage you to get your butt in gear. I'll see you next time.